Afternoons with Andy Maher on SEN.
And Jeremy Howe on a Friday. The Pies take on the Saints tomorrow at the MCG. Quarter to two, bounce of the footy. And thanks to our great friends at the Preston Hotel, Jeremy Howe is always here on a Friday afternoon, and he joins us again. Hello, mate.
G'day, Andy. How are you, mate?
I'm going okay. So the last couple of weeks, you were killing time a fortnight ago watching a movie that you hated, and last week you were trying to stitch up a clothing deal by trying on some suits and dropping a few labels here and there and a few store names, and I believe you've ticked off that, so you've secured the clothing deal. What do you got going on this Friday afternoon?
I'm actually on the way home to pick the dog up and go to the vet. So.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Nah, he's fine. He's just getting a checkup. So, nah, it's all fine.
What do you got? What sort of dog have you got?
British Bulldog.
Is that right?
So they come with severe luggage. So you spend half your time at the vet anyway, but he's going all right at the moment.
They tell me this. All those dogs that have got those kind of big droopy jowls and the funny jaws and a bit of breathing difficulty from time to time, everyone says they're great dogs and you love them, but they can be a bit of a drain on the old finances, a couple of those dogs. Is this, I don't know, how old's your bulldog, and is it proving to be the case?
That is the case. Yeah. And thank God I got an extension on my contract because I thought I had to give them away because they are. I've got two of them. I've got a British Bulldog and a French Bulldog, and they're both pretty similar. So right. Yeah. they're a handful, but they keep you entertained.
Hey, mate, we're just having a chat about, I know you love your golf. We're just having a chat at the top of the hour about Brooks Koepka and his just ability to, yep, you know, stay calm and cool, and he's sort of starting to develop this kind of real Iceman demeanour about him in the biggest championships that are going around. And we took some calls on players from any sport who have got a bit of that about them. In all the time that you've been playing footy, who have been the teammates that you have marvelled at their ability when it gets absolutely at its hottest, who just maintain their composure? Are there a couple that jump out at you?
Obviously, Pendles would be one that stands out.
He got mentioned on the way through, yeah.
But I think still sidebottom similar in the way that when the heat's on, you find something that's required. And Nath Jones at Melbourne, especially when the heat was on regularly for us at the D's, he always managed to, you know, obviously be physical when he had to, but there was a calm presence, especially in when the heat was on. So they're obviously like your top-end guys, and it's no surprise why they've been good for so long.
It's one of those, there's any number of ways, aren't there, Jeremy, to kind of measure, you know, the quality of a footballer. You can measure it any number of ways, but I imagine that would be a way that is held in high regard by teammates and competitors, the ability to perform, you know, on the biggest stage of all, but particularly, you know, when it gets really hot.
Yeah, for sure. I think when it becomes hot, you know, they almost become mental distractions, and it creates a bit of uncertainty and pressure builds, and you get in a bit, almost like your mindset, you become a little bit insular, but the great ones almost come out of themselves, they embrace it, they know what's required, they're confident, and that's why they probably stand out the most, and that's why they're at the top, and that's why they'll continue to do so, I assume.
So when you look at, you know, the side that you're playing at now, and you're part of a background, obviously Roughhead's new to the mix, and you know, Darcy's down there, but he's been around the club for a while now more. You look at Maynard, Crisp, Langdon, yourself, to the ability for you guys to know each other and have played a lot of football together and know pretty much where one another's going to be and what you're going to need and what your strengths and weaknesses are, to be able to produce under the pump as a collective, tell us how important it is that just that synchronicity that you develop and gain having played a lot of football with one another.
Yeah, I think it comes back to, you know, you obviously want to play in shape, and when I say that, I mean the way that we structure up as a back line or even a defensive 18, that when I'm in a position, whether I'm flying for the ball, understanding that, you know, potentially say a Maynard and a Langdon, they're not going to fly, they're going to sit in the corridor, one's going to sit at the back and make sure we have all defensive positions and all those aspects covered. And you've got to pick and choose, and you've got to have awareness of not just where you are yourself, but whether you can impact or not. And there's just got to be pure trust in your teammates that they're going to be in the right spot. If you're getting pressured, you've got to have someone to be fed back to 5 metres off the contest, yep. And you're heavily rely on them to be there. And I think clearly the more you play with one another and the more consistent you can get with that, it definitely helps. And as a back seven, I think we've been able to, you know, play a lot of footy together, especially this year. It's been reasonably consistent Jimmy Aish has obviously missed the last few, but he'll come back in and gives a bit of a different look, but it's pretty much consistent. It stays the same, so consistency helps.
And tell us about how important it is for your midfielders when it's their turn to get back, that they do. You know, we know a lot of those guys are ball hunters and, you know, they want to create, but I imagine you can't be a premiership-winning side, which is something you're aspiring to be, without that cluster of players being prepared to get back and do the hard yards when they need to.
Yeah, well, I think as it is now, your defenders and 18. You don't. You know, everyone's talked about a defensive unit as being the back seven, but we heavily rely on mids to get back, and for the mids to get back, you need the forwards to get back. So it does get a cluster in the numbers in the back half. And the good thing I reckon we have as a back line, especially, is that all the boys want the ball in their hand once we do get the job done defensively. It's effective when you've got multiple avenues to be able to get the ball out, and we've got a good balance of the smalls that use the ball really well, but our talls also, you know, like to get the ball in hand in your Ruffy and Darcy Moore as well, and it's effective for us at the moment, but, you know, we've still got plenty of growth, and we'll keep moving forward as a unit.
She got a bit warm the other day against Carlton. It got a bit hairy there for a little while. How impressive was Callum Brown? He only played his 19th game. How impressive was he, Jeremy?
Yeah, in terms of a player where, you know, you wanted someone to be in the right spot at the right time, he pretty much suits that to an absolute T. Plays a small crumbing forward, but offers so much defensively. And to his credit, he's taking his opportunities when the ball's coming to him up forward. And I'm sure he'd like kicking through the big sticks a bit more often, but he works so hard throughout the week. And he's getting the benefits now by contributing consistently within our forward line and through the midfield as well. And it's great to see him playing. He's playing a really good brand. He's a little tough bugger that puts his head over it and cracks in, and that's what we expect, and that's what he's been doing regularly.
I don't reckon you'd expect anything other from a player carrying that surname into a game of footy. Mate, always great to hear your voice on a Friday. It's great having access to you. The Saints are up against you tomorrow at the MCG. We wish you all the very best. Thanks for coming on the show.
No worries, Andy. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, mate. Jeremy Howe from the Pies for the Preston Hotel, a local where everybody knows your name. 635 High Street, Preston. Rosie's not too far away. Adam Rosenbach. You can catch him on Up the Guts after the game Friday night. Frocks footy. Look for him tonight. We'll get a quick break our way. Find out where the money's going on the other side of this.